with widening access.
New life form discovered under 20 meters of Antarctic ice.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With 5:30 Star News, I'm Sophie Jones.
And I'm Grace Liptak. The University of St. Andrews today responded to recent criticisms over its lack of students from deprived areas in Scotland. The university defended its admissions process, arguing that the institution would be forced to lower its academic standards significantly to enlist more. St. Andrews University maintains the highest entry requirements of any Scottish institution. The university has set a new target to take an additional 6 students, up from just 14, from deprived areas in Scotland. Robin Parker, president of the NUS Scotland, called the figure, quote, minuscule by any standard. Edinburgh and Glasgow have also been targeted by such criticisms, and both institutions have made commitments similar to St. Andrews, but to a greater degree. The University of Edinburgh will offer 135 places for students from Scotland's poorest areas in the future, while the University of Glasgow has committed a 1% increase of its total intake towards students from less privileged backgrounds.
Murray Grieger, the director of the university's recently released film, Ever to Excel, will be recognised by the university this week as he receives an honorary degree on St. Andrew's Day. Others receiving such distinction from the university include philosopher Miles Burnett, author Candia McWilliam, and biochemist Professor Ian D. Campbell. Murray Grieger is also a graduate of the university and was appointed Officer of the Order of the British Empire in 2012 New Year's Honours.
Flooding continues to disrupt life in parts of England and Wales today as rivers struggle to handle the surge of waterfall in recent days. Hundreds of residents in northern Wales have been moved to evacuation centres as rising floodwaters threaten several homes. The body of one elderly woman was found in a flooded home in St. Asaph's. The Environmental Agency has issued 191 flood warnings. Another 228 less severe flood alerts have also been issued throughout the country.
The former mayor of a town in western Mexico was found killed today. This incident represents the third attack on her life. The body of Maria Santos Goransieta was found with a blow to the head after her family had reported her missing last week. During her term as the mayor of the town of Tichiquento, she was shot at twice. The first attack took the life of her husband. Mexican officials have become increasingly visible targets for drug cartels.
Hopes for evidence of life on Mars was found today, 20 metres below sea level in the Antarctic. Scientists researching life around Lake Vida in East Antarctica discovered a new bacterial life form today. The bacteria have survived in an icy incubation, converting their source of energy from sunlight to salt and nitrogen-containing materials in the water. The water is 7 times saltier than the sea. Peter Doran of the University of Chicago said that this discovery held clues for life on Mars and other planetary bodies, as life forms would likely have undergone the same evolutionary process revealed by scientists today.
And finally, the weather tonight, 4 degrees and dry at midnight. Tomorrow, 4 degrees and sunny with brisk westerly winds.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.